Leave us alone. There's a guy in our house who says he's been sent by Hussein ibn Ali.
Is he in our house?
Right here. In my house. Ubaidullah's father-in-law's house.
What if Ubaidullah finds out about it?
Do you know that man?
I've never seen him. Maybe, as you might have guessed, he wasn't sent by Hussein ibn Ali, but by Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad to test us, no?
But maybe he really is Hussein ibn Ali's messenger.
What can I do with this confusion?
Please ignore the message from whoever it is, Father.
Baria is right. You've never been into politics, so stay away from this dangerous situation.
It's your fault! You forced me to allow Bahire to get married to Ibn Ziyad, a person who has the blood of innocent people on his hands!
What are you talking about, man? Your daughter lives in Basra's governor's house. It's Ibn Ziyad who's responsible for his own sins, not us.
What should I do with that man in our house? What if he's Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
Tell him to get out.
Yes. That's the best solution. I'll order them to throw him out and the chaos will be over. Don't you tell Ibn Ziyad anything about it.
I won't say anything, Father. Wait, Father. If he is Ibn Ziyad's spy, he will punish us because we didn't turn in the man who claimed to be Hussein's messenger.
Our daughter is in his clutches.
So are we.
He must be a spy. Otherwise, he would never step into our house like this.
Yes. Everyone knows that Ibn Ziyad is your son-in-law.
I'm walking a tightrope. If he is a spy, I'll be Ibn Ziyad's prisoner. And if he's Hussein's messenger, I'll be tormented in the hereafter. Should I be scared of God's wrath or Ibn Ziyad's anger?
God's wrath? Forget about these things, man. Our daughter has just got the chance to live in Ubaidullah's palace, so be rid of your worries. And only think about our most precious daughter, Baria.
Yes. Have mercy on us.
For goodness sake, tell me who you are.
I'm Hussein's messenger, man. This is his letter and this is his seal. You know it very well, I swear to God, who knows everything about his creatures. I'm telling the truth.
You're a very smart and professional spy.
I'm sorry for you, Jarud-san. Are you hosting your guest with sharp swords?
Don't make any effort. I've made up my mind.
You can see that I've come here to convey my master's message without any weapon. Otherwise, none of you would be alive now.
Get ready.
Wait.
We'll take him to Governor Ubaydullah Ibn Ziyad.
Listen to what I'm saying. Stop. Listen to me.
Ibn Ziyad won't leave me alone so easily. I asked you to come here to tell you that I'm not going to stay in Basra anymore. I'm leaving for Mecca tonight.
I've heard that Yazid ibn Sabit and his sons left Basra today to join Hussein ibn Ali.
Good for him. He fulfills whatever he promises.
What is Suleiman doing?
Today he found his wife. But she was wounded in the ruins.
Why wounded? She's all right now, isn't she?
She accepted God's invitation before Suleiman could even see her.
It's a disaster. Suleiman, how is Suleiman doing?
He's gone to Munza's house to give him the message.
He finally went there. I don't know. I don't know why I tremble whenever I hear Munza's name. I wish he hadn't gone there. I wish to God he hadn't gone there.
I wanted to ask you to protect Suleiman.
It is a big honor for me.
You're also at risk. Don't stay in Basra too long.
I thought some other tribal chiefs in Basra might want to join us. We had better set out with a big convoy from Basra in support of Hussein ibn Ali. So we would be a thorn in Yazid and Ibn Ziyad's sides.
May God bless you. You've always been like a shelter for me all these years.
And you have always given hope to me and all the other Shias in Basra.
I have a family. I haven't done anything bad.
Be quiet, you stupid old man. You know you shouldn't come out at night, don't you? Maybe you're a rebel.
I don't have anything to do with rebellion. I'm looking for some medicine for my son. He isn't well.
Shut up.
Where's the lady?
What happened?
Where's the lady?
She's in her room.
Lady.
What's happened? Why are you distressed?
What can I say, lady? What shouldn't have happened has happened.
Suleiman?
Yes, they're taking him to the governor's palace.
I swear to God, I'll attack the palace with all of my forces in order to get Suleiman released.
Leave this place quickly. If Ibn Ziyad finds out that Suleiman was in your house, he won't spare you, believe me.
Ibn Ziyad's sword is on your necks as well.
He won't find me so easily. I have to go find a way to save Suleiman. Leave this house.
Adham?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we attack the governor's palace?
But we need at least 50 swordsmen, madam.
Can you call the Shias?
We might be able to call them, But Suleiman said, no one should be killed because of him. He's gone to the slaughterhouse of his own free will. Suleiman said, do your best to encourage people to leave sooner for Mecca in order to help Hussein.
Go to the rooftop and make a fire. I'll go towards the gate along with some slaves and servants. I'll be waiting for you and the rest of the people there. Go.
Yes, lady. Get killed before I arrive in Mecca, or I might get killed even before I step out of the Basra gate. Madam, please do me a favor. If you have the honor to see my master Hussein, give him my regards.
Father, sit, please.
Are you really his wife? You don't know where your husband is.
If he was only the governor of one town, the right thing for him would have been to be at the service of the people day and night. But he's the governor of Kufa as well.
I don't know how you've put up with things in this palace.
The living conditions of governors are as bad as those of poor people.
The difference is governors have lots of means but are not generous, while poor people are generous even though they have no means.
I am satisfied with his generosity.
The daughter and father are talking privately. What's happened?
As long as the governor is suspicious of his wife and tries to test her every moment, he won't even tolerate it when she's talking to her father.
Sir, you know very well that trust is the pillar of kindness. You shouldn't have put that aside.
You know Ubaydullah very well. He even puts on the costume of kindness with the adornment of anger.
Sometimes your rage burns both innocents and those who are guilty.
But you're always safe. Feel free and talk.
I'm like your father. I didn't deserve to be tested.
Ah, men are tested with women and gold. But you don't like either of them.
Why did you send a spy to tell us that he's sent by Hussein, huh? Let's suppose that I would have been deceived and accepted what he said. Would you hang me to death? Would you divorce your wife? We're your relatives. Why do you act like an oppressor?
How did you find out he was my spy?
Do you think that I'm stupid, or do you think you're too smart? I don't even think that the most courageous person would come to me, your father-in-law, and say that he's Hussein's messenger. He said he had talked to the elders of Basra and that I was the last one.
That's great, old man. That's great. Your beard hasn't uselessly become grey. You didn't kill the poor guy out of rage, did you?
I've brought him here.
Bring him here.
closer. Suleiman, where have I seen you? Were you in the depth of the sea or the sky? Eh?
Who is this guy?
Hmm? You brought him for me. How come you didn't know him? He told you that he's Hussein's messenger, didn't he? The soldiers and the spies in this town could not find the person that you have brought for me.
Is he really Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
Tell me, are you really Hussein ibn Ali's messenger?
Yes. Even though I don't deserve this post, I'm the servant of Hussein's followers.
Suleiman?
Sir, please, forgive him because of me!
Shut up, old man! Otherwise, you'll also meet his fate. Do you think I don't know who you support in your heart? Okay. What happened that all of a sudden your master felt like becoming a caliph?
What will the caliphate add to my master's virtues? He is the inheritor of Adam, Noah, and Abraham, who was God's friend. Succeeding Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad isn't comparable to being the successor in this hereditary and monarchical rule. Hussein inherited the cloak of leadership from his brother and his father, Ali. The cloak Gabriel was ordered by God to give the prophet, and he gave it to Ali to put on in Gadakum, so our religion would be complete. The blessings become abundant, and his mission would be accomplished. His mission would be accomplished.
No one cares about what you're talking about. People want the commander of the faithful, Yazid, to be their caliph.
People's eagerness for him doesn't add anything to his leadership. So if they ignore him, his value and his high status won't diminish. It only confined Ali to his house and will only take Hussein to the battlefield.
Do you mean to tell me that your master is knowingly welcoming the sharp swords?
He isn't scared of death, as his brother and father weren't before him. He's from the tribe of martyrs.
How do you want me to kill you?
The same way you want me to punish you on Resurrection Day.
Gatabe, the commander of the soldiers.
Sir, I've heard that Suleiman...
Go and arrest the elders of Basra right away and bring them here. Anaf ibn Gais, Masud ibn Umar, Yasir ibn Masud, and Malik ibn Musama, all of them.
They're tribal heads. Each of them commands thousands of men. How can I bring them here?
Take all of the soldiers, as well as the guards in the palace and the prison guards, all of them. I want you to bring all of them out of their houses while they're naked. Go.
Yes, sir.
Now I remember where I saw you.
What's going on?
The governor won the 100,000 dinars.
In the house of the Lady of the Ladies in Basra. Oh, Osman, my brother. Brother, it is God's will that everything is on the right track before I leave for Kufar. Your job is now easier. Go and arrest Abdul Gais's daughter. Go.
Marie?
Don't call her Marie. She's a snake in the grass whose house has become a safe haven for poetry and sedition. Go. If you're not with me, why are you against me? How do you see death, son of Abarazin?
My master told me that death is engraved on human beings' necks, just like a necklace would sit on a young woman's neck.
Quickly, hurry quickly. Up. Let's go.
Quickly, quickly. Pack the equipment. Give it to me.
Go on, take it.
Go bring the rest of the things.
Take this one.
Go and see what Sophia wants.
Take it.
She was looking for you.
All right.
Give it to me.
Hurry up.
What are you doing, Ibrahim? It's me, Adham.
Adham? I saw the fire. I was going to the venue. But why tonight?
I'll tell you later. But I have to call the other men as well. Go towards the gate.
Okay. Give me the bag. Goodbye.
May God protect you.
What should we do if we pass the gate, lady?
We'll meet near the Bani Gavim tribe's well.
Yes, lady.
There will never be anyone who could fill your empty place for us.
We'll rarely miss you, my lady.
Well, this is our fate. Forgive me. Don't bring unnecessary equipment.
Lady! What should we do?
You are free. You can sell these ducks and start a business. May God protect you. You had better go.
Yes, lady.
please.
Don't stay here for a long time. Leave this place quickly. Mariam, pray for me.
May God protect you.
Have you tied the cargo to the camels tightly? You'd also better move quickly.
Lady. Lady, we don't have enough time. We might be late.
Let me see what this guy with his baby is doing here. Who are you? What are you doing here, you poor creature of God, with this distressed and weak baby?
This baby's mother is dead. He's crying because he's really hungry.
Are you a stranger?
Uh-huh.
Asla, bring a bowl of milk.
Are you going on a trip?
Yes. You'd better go to one of your relatives' houses. This baby needs a nanny to be taken care of.
I've come to Basra to accompany my sister, this baby's mother.
Calm down. Calm down.
I won't leave this town before
He's
I find
very hungry.
Her. Or at least get some news from her.
Drink it. You said the baby's mother is dead, didn't you? Drink
but
it.
Maybe she hasn't died yet. God only knows.
The baby's father? Where is he?
How can I say it, lady? He is a lonely man and a stranger who's waited 3 years to have a baby. But now that God has granted him this boy, he hasn't seen him yet. Lady, can I leave him to you, please? Maybe this way he can stay alive.
Let me see, brother. Is he Suleiman's son?
Yes. Do you know Salman Suleiman? I've searched everywhere to find them. For goodness sake, tell me, where are they? Please tell me.
Come along with me. You don't have anything to do in this town.
Thank you.
Let's go, brother. Let's go.
Come on! Break open the gate!
Hey!
Hurry up! Search everywhere. The closets, the rooms. Make sure you search everywhere.
It's obvious that they've left the house.
No one's in the rooms.
Have they run away? The rooftop.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What's going on there?
There's a dying fire on the rooftop.
Let's go. Bedula. We'll never find her again unless she's dead. Let's go.
May God curse you. You've come to my house at midnight like this.
Shut up. I'm talking to you, Master.
All of you.
Muslims. Let him go. What do you want at this time of night?
Take him. Hurry up.
You're not afraid of God, are you?
No!
Oh, no!
Where are you
if
going?
If you want to stay alive, stand aside!
Ah! Al-Bakhalid, run away!
It's too late!
Stop it! I'm right here! I don't want anyone to be killed because of me.
Move!
Oh, may God curse you!
Keep it moving!
Aside, you stupid slave! Come here! He's here! Come here!
Act
he's
respectfully
here.
In his house!
Arrest him! Arrest him!
Get up, old
Leave
man!
Arrest him!
What do you want from
Get up.
Me?
Take him!
You'll be sorry
Take
if my
him.
Men find out how you're treating me!
Calm down!
On what accusation are you arresting me? Leave me alone! What do you want?
Take him.
Leave me alone!
Take him!
Inside.
Who is it? Abba Zaid, it's me.
What are you doing here, Adam?
They arrested Suleiman. We have to leave Basra tonight.
We had planned for tomorrow night.
We've got no choice. We've lost control of everything.
Okay. Tell me what we should do after we break the gate.
All of us should go towards Mecca, where Hussein ibn Ali is. You know that, don't you?
Yes, yes, I do. But I have to stay in Basra.
But you were more eager than me to see Hussein.
I know this. I still am. But I have to stay here. Someone has given me something to keep. I also have some debts.
Well, tell somebody else to give it back, and then you can pay off your debts later.
There are some other problems as well. You'd better go. If I can, I'll be sure to join you on the way to Mecca. Go.
Abba Zaid, who are you talking to?
He was a persistent beggar. Thank the heavens he left.
You could have given him a loaf of bread.
He was asking for everything in the house. He was asking for everything in the house.
Slowly.
What should we do now, lady?
We can't pass in this situation. We will have to wait. When will Adam arrive?
He said before dawn, lady. Lady.
What happened?
Come here.
Suleiman.